We're now joined by head coach Melissa Hill up at Mercer. This is going to be the time, about 5:45 every Monday night, unless we have any other play-by-play stuff going on KTTN for the Mercer Coaches Shows, brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Northern Missouri. Coach, we were kind of talking about this last year at the same time, how you kind of you have a lot of practice in the month of August. You get a jamboree, and then you just keep practicing. It seems like that that first game of the season always is a little bit after the 1st of September.
It is, it is. There's a nice little chunk of time in there, which is always leaves room for some great things, and also leaves in a chunk of time where girls get anxious and they get kind of just ready to have a game.
Well, we know that, or I know, I think those that are aware of Mercer Sports too know that the class of 2017 had a lot of great female athletes to it. And last year was kind of for both programs, softball and basketball, a little bit of a rebuilding year with some new faces and new places. Is this just kind of another step in that rebuilding process, Coach, or do you kind of feel like that the girls are ready to reload at this point?
You know, I think when you lose any player, or especially a group of exceptional players and girls like that class of 2017, they were just an outstanding group of athletes all around. I think it takes some time. I mean, I think you definitely transition into the next year and know that you are beginning your program or programs, and those are rebuilding times. And I just think, you know, to think of it as a year of rebuilding would be just an understatement. I think it definitely is going to take, for any program, you know, it's going to take a couple of years, a few years or so, I mean, just to set those expectations and rebuild that foundation and let people know, like, you know, these are the expectations, this is what we're expecting, and, you know, trying to fill in those holes and fill in those gaps with athletes who are willing to step up, just as that group of girls were willing to do.
Do you have any sort of co-op agreement for the team coach, or is it all Mercer girls on your
squad?
It
is all Mercer. I say all Mercer, but it is all Mercer with 9 girls. So we have 9 girls this year.
So you don't have a lot of wiggle room with injuries.
No wiggle room at all.
So
none whatsoever.
Yeah, that's not the most ideal position to be in, but it is what it is, as we say, and that's an old cliche, but we'll use it there. There's been a lot of examples where you don't have a lot of talent, but the talent that you do have is very good. What are the expectations with the group coach?
You know, and that's kind of what we have been harping and discussing with the girls and telling them and going, you know, where other teams may where they may be strong in athleticism and talent, and maybe they have a team of, you know, a solid group of seniors or juniors or whatever it may be, we're going to have to make up with heart and hustle. So you're going to have to work on, you know, not quitting until the end, not giving up. Like, you know, errors are going to happen, and our goal is from one game until the next is reducing those numbers and eliminating those errors, and just knowing that you showed up and you're working your best and you're giving it everything you have right until the end. So you're going to have to make up for athleticism, and especially you're going to have to make up for when you're playing teams that are summer ball programs and they play year-round, or they're working year-round and they're playing in the summer and you're picking up a ball, you know, once a year.
Is it a challenge at all for, you know, I certainly see the amount of Mercer girls that are on Facebook and social media, and they're always, you know, it seems that their focus is basketball. And
right,
they're trying to get better for basketball time. And that was a case, too, with the two outstanding classes that came through, one that won a state championship, obviously, in basketball. Has it been a challenge through the years to get those girls, not to go out for softball per se, but to show the same focus to get better at the sport than they have for basketball? Does that just come with the territory of Mercer being a basketball school?
You know, I think you're going to have that, and I think it's just it's exciting to see girls, no matter what the sport is, that they're excited about something and that they're wanting to be involved in something. As a softball coach, obviously, you would love for everyone who's going out to have that be their number one passion and their number one goal. Definitely, the last couple of years, you know that you have a group of girls where during the off season, you know, they have an orange ball in their hand and not a yellow ball in their hand, and you just know that. But I will say this year, you can kind of start to see a little bit in terms of their conversations and the things that are coming out of their mouths and the things that they're working on. I mean, I already have, you know, a nice handful, you know, I have 5 or 6 girls that are already committed to playing this summer, and that's a first. So when you have girls that are changing their conversations and they're starting to say the word softball and speak more about it, and knowing that they're wanting to put in the time during the off season more than what they have in the past, and they see a group of girls, a nice strong group of junior high girls coming in next year, and they know that, you know, they have over the next couple of years a group of girls who are coming in that are that have played year round and are traveling and putting in that work. I mean, they want to be a part of that, and they know that they need to put in that extra time. And so those conversations are definitely shifting, and that's exciting to hear.
Do you have kind of a number one ace pitcher that's going to be out there 90% of the time, Coach, or is that going to be something that you might go with pitcher A for a couple innings if she doesn't have a go with pitcher B, or is kind of up in the air? How does that look?
You know, right now we have pitcher A. So we have basically who, as far as I am hoping and no injuries and nothing occurring, Aubrey Wilson, she's returning. She will be a junior this year. She saw a little bit of time her freshman year. However, Bailey Owens was our number one and our strong pitcher that year. She came in last year as a sophomore and did 90% of the pitching, and that's what she'll see again this year.
The interesting thing with your group, and you mentioned Wilson there, and I saw this from her, and certainly I saw, and this is a basketball conversation certainly because I see him a lot during the basketball season, but I saw from just a confidence level, from where they were, say, in the Princeton game in December to where they were by the middle of January, I thought that mentally they grew up a lot, where they kind of, you know, they took some lumps and they had some, you know, some ups and downs, but I thought they just got stronger as a group.
I agree. I absolutely wholeheartedly agree. You could definitely tell during the beginning of the season last year, just as a group and that group as a whole. I mean, you have some very, very strong athletes and some girls who, you know, they're learning to be put into situations that they haven't been put in before. So, and last year, especially dealing with new coaches and just different situations and different expectations, I mean, they're learning those expectations as they're also learning, you know, a brand new mental game as well. They're, you know, they're being put into situations that they're not used to, and they're being pushed. And you have a group of athletes who are athletic enough and you want to push them, but they're just not used to that. So I would definitely say by January that mental shift was beginning to take place, and you could see where they were handling that pressure much more.
You're doing a great job of talking through two bells as well, though. Bang-up job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I know. I was oh, man, if you can hear the bell, then that's I apologize.
That's okay. It comes with the territory of talking with somebody in a school building.
That's right. That's right. You're multitasking, coaching and teaching all at the same time.
Yeah. So before I let you go, Coach, because I assume you probably have some place to be, I'm looking at this schedule here, and obviously you don't have anything this week. But once you get past Labor Day, I mean, it goes from famine to feast for your team as far as games. You got a lot coming up next weekend, the weekend after Labor Day.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. When I compare last year's season and I compare the schedules, you know, we would have a schedule where we would have a game scheduled 1 week and then nothing the next week, and then the next week you'd have two games and then you'd have something off, and then weather, you know, if weather had an issue with that and played any part in that, I mean, you, again, even when the season would start, you'd have a couple of weeks where something would happen. So this year's schedule looks very exciting and very promising. It looks like a schedule that's going to allow our girls to just be playing and playing and playing, which is exactly what they need to be doing.
Yeah, and it's a season that takes about 5-6 weeks, so it goes quick. It starts.
It does. It flies by.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts next Tuesday, so a week from Tuesday the 4th at Winston.
Yes.
Are you going to Ridgeway or Canesville for East to Harrison then on the 6th?
We then will have the East Harrison tournament after that.
And where are you going as far as that East Harrison game on Thursday the 6th? Is that at
Ridgeway? We will be going to Canesville.
At Canesville, okay. East Harrison tournament on Saturday the 8th, and then you got some team named Princeton coming 2 weeks from tonight.
Correct.
Girls be fired up for that one, no doubt.
They, you know, it's always a discussion. It's always in the back of their mind. So they definitely are working on the fundamentals and working on the hard stuff at practice, but we're also having those conversations for that mental game as well to not let the head game mess you up.
That's Head Coach Melissa Hill of the Mercer Lady Cardinals. Coach, best of luck. I just realized that next Monday's Labor Day, so I don't know what we're going to do with next week. We'll probably just move them to Tuesday, but we'll talk to you at some point next week.
All right, sounds great.